This is CPR News. I'm Bozzy Kanani. For a few years now, Colorado utilities have been testing for COVID-19 in wastewater. Well, now Denver is testing for something else, powerful drugs. Here's CPR health reporter John Daly.
At a city water treatment facility, samples of wastewater are taken, then shipped to a lab that specializes in testing. The powerful synthetic opioid fentanyl is driving an increasing number of fatal overdoses. The health department's Marie Curran says the hope is data from wastewater helps reveal trends regarding fentanyl.
Right now, we're using it as kind of another layer of data from all these different sources to get a clear understanding of what the landscape is like.
The project is funded by opioid settlement money. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
And speaking of water testing, the state health department says a probe of past test results at the state lab has found no sign of a public health risk. The review came after a senior chemist manipulated data impacting the accuracy of thousands of tests going back several years, including tests for lead in water in elementary schools and child care centers. Chief Medical Officer Dr. Ned Collage says no samples surpassed federal guidelines.
So we can confidently say to parents, children in those schools, that there's no imminent public health risk.
He says the department has hired external experts to further strengthen the lab's quality assurance and control program. There could be nearly 900 new jobs in western Colorado as part of a big manufacturing expansion. Morgan Mining plans to expand their operations in Mesa County thanks to tax incentives, which could total more than $10 million over 8 years. The Colorado Economic Development Commission also announced big tax incentives for another 7 companies considering expanding in Colorado, including a quantum computing company in Broomfield and a nutritional supplements maker considering a move to Jefferson County. This is CPR News.